Hey guys, it's me, Megan Hashem, and today I just wanted to talk about something that occurred to me that really should be obvious, especially to me as a coach, as someone who's been doing fitness and training people in fitness for so long, but I don't know, it just hit me in my own life, and I was like, oh my gosh. This is so true, and I need to talk about this to someone, so I thought I'd make a little video. Most of my life, I've really, really, really hated at-home workouts. I love the gym. I love the gym. I'm unlike a lot of people I know, and I really do love the gym. I love to go to the gym, have my me time. I think it has to do with that a bit. First of all, I love the atmosphere of a gym. I feel inspired. It's amazing to me. I love gyms, and I love all the variety of equipment I can use, and you know, but it's not just the equipment. I've had many different pieces of equipment in my home gym, and I still haven't really wanted to use it much. So it's not just having equipment, because a lot of people are like, well, I don't have equipment. I'm like, that's not really my problem. It's more about the atmosphere. I love going into the environment of a gym. So I know a lot of people aren't like me and they love working out at home or whatever, but I also think even if you love working out at home, I find sometimes it difficult to pull yourself away from everything else in your home to do that at-home workout. So there's a lot of difficulties here. Now, during the COVID-19 situation, here, everyone has to work out at home pretty much, or do jogging around your neighborhood or something like that. Backyard, in your home, around your home, you're not going to gyms. My whole life I've been like, I hate at-home workouts. I can't stand them. I can't do them. Even through the years of having babies, I really just was like, I'd rather not work out. Like, I'm not a workout person when I can't work out at a gym and have that amazing motivation and feeling. But through this, first of all, my husband bought me a Peloton for my birthday, which was awesome. It was the best present ever. And I didn't know it at the time. I didn't know I loved spinning so much. I didn't know Peloton was going to change my life, but it really did. And I will do a follow-up video to my Peloton video, because I know I did one about getting started, but I want to do a follow-up video about how it's changed my life and how I love it. Okay, but this is not some paid sponsorship by Peloton by any means. I wish I had that. I do not. It's not just Peloton. I've been filming a lot of at-home workouts for you guys here on YouTube, and that has got me into working out at home too. It's made me really enjoy it. It's made me remember when I used to do Jane Fonda videos when I was a little kid. Yeah, that's how I got started in fitness, was in my mom's living room doing Jane Fonda workout videos back in whatever, the early 90s, I guess. I'd put that video on every day. It was an addiction. I loved it. From there, I started working out at the Y and places like that, and then I got addicted to the gym. But I did start out working out at home to a video, so I think it's an amazing entry point for a lot of people. So I'm hoping my videos are doing that for some people. So I've been taping these at-home workouts and getting phenomenal workouts in just by making these videos. I'm sore every day from taping them, so that's been amazing. This isn't what I wanted to talk about, loving at-home workouts, but that was just the bridge. That was what brought me to this, knowing we can all change. So change can happen. It can happen. I think a lot of people are like, well, I don't like that. And they think that's that. And I'm just saying, if you stay a little open-minded and let things come into your life and change your mind about things, change can happen in an amazing way in so many different facets of your life. It might not be exercise or eating right or any of those things. It might be a business thing. It might be a friendship thing. It might be a relationship thing. Whatever it is, change can happen. Whatever your life is right now, it could change dramatically. So don't think this is what it's going to be the rest of my life. I'm going to be like this. I've changed careers. I've changed likes. I've changed who I liked. I've changed all sorts of things, but I think the big thing is being open to change, being okay with change. We want to change, right? Changing is amazing. We want to have that change. It really lets you progress in life and figure out what you really love. Don't stay stuck to something that might not be working for you anymore. So I started loving home workouts, and I was like, wow. And if I had stayed bullheaded and like, I was for years, I hate working out at home. I'm not going to work out if it has to be at home. If I don't have a full 3 hours to go to the gym and have my lovely gym time, I'm not going to work out at all because I don't get that good feeling. I don't like that. And I was bullheaded about it for years and years and years. And just now, I don't know, you know, something clicked and things changed, and I decided to give it a go. I tried the Peloton, that's what started it. Then I started doing my own home strength workouts and stuff, and I'm loving it. And I'm not saying it's better than a gym or I'll never go back to a gym. Obviously, I want to go back to a gym. I love gyms, but they can exist together. I can work out at home. I can work out at a gym. There's so many options now. So just change can happen. It's amazing. If you stay open to it, even just a little bit, because I wasn't very open to it and I still let the change in. Stay open to all the possibilities in the world. I'm not saying you have to like everything. A lot of people tell me they don't like working out, and I've done a lot of videos about this and finding the right workout for you and loving it. I want you to love working out, but also don't rule out exercises or types of workouts off the bat. Try them, give them a chance. Do something for 2 weeks, even if you kind of hate it. Even if you're kind of like, oh, I kind of hate this. If it's something that you think is gonna be awesome for you, try it out for a while. The at-home workouts I've been trying for years and not liking. And then finally something clicked and I figured out how to love them. And I love them and I'm feeling energized by them and amazing. So when people tell me I hate the gym, I sometimes think people should try it out first before they're like, oh, I hate it, just because they had one bad experience or they have something in their head about the gym or they don't know what they're doing at the gym. Learn how to do it, you know, really get in there, give it a chance, or don't. I mean, try something else if that makes you more excited about working out. Whatever gets you excited about working out and eating right is amazing. And you gotta explore things to figure out what that is, I think. So I'm getting off topic here, but anyways, change can happen. You might hate the gym today. You might be like, I am not a gym person. I hate it. And you know what? A year from now, half a year from now, you might love it if you give it the chance. You might be addicted to it. It's happened to a lot of us, trust me. Also, things like being a night owl, being a morning person, these things can change too. You think, oh, I'm a morning person. I thought that for years. I'm a morning person. I used to think if I didn't get my workout in by 6 o'clock in the morning and done and showered and ready for the day, ready to go on with the rest of my day, that I would never work out. That was my thought. I was very, very stubborn about it. I'd be like, well, if I didn't do my workout in the morning, I'm not doing it. That was something I said to myself and others a lot. I was so sure, because I used to get up at 4 or 5 in the morning, get my workout in at the gym, of course, come back, shower, and be ready for the day and love it. I loved it. I love starting my day that way. It set the tone for the day, and I still love the idea. It doesn't happen anymore. Now I work out at night. It's crazy. I work out late afternoon or night, which is so different and foreign for me. I mean, not anymore. But at one point, it seemed unthinkable. I would never do that. And it's amazing. I've changed. I said the other day to my husband, I said, am I ever going to be a morning person again? Now I want to sleep in the morning. You know, I could be getting up at 4 in the morning and working out every day now, but I don't know. I'm not now. I'm an afternoon worker outer. That's crazy to me. And things like eating healthy, same thing. You might say, I love sugar, I hate this. You know what? Give yourself 2 weeks, a month of eating no sugar and healthy foods, and you tell me if you still love sugar, honestly, because it does. It changes your taste buds. It changes what you want. It changes how you feel when you eat that sugar. It's amazing what you can do when you just throw yourself into something. And things change, and it's not only in health and fitness. Things like career and relationships, what you're looking for in a relationship, things can change. And I'm not saying to lower your standards or change anything like that, but really staying open to certain things can really open up the doors and open up opportunities. It's amazing what can happen when you stay somewhat open-minded. It doesn't even have to be super open-minded. I wasn't open-minded to late night workouts. I wasn't open-minded to working out at home. But I was somewhat, I guess, out of necessity, because I was like, I want to work out, and it's not happening in the morning at the gym at this point. So when am I going to do it? You got to figure out some new things to try that might open up doors and make you feel amazing. I'm feeling amazing working out at home. What do you want to try different? What are you missing? And maybe you can do it in a kind of different way, especially during this self-isolation time. What aren't you able to do because of this whole COVID-19 thing? Go to the gym, see your friends. There's so many things we're not able to do. Figure out another way to do it that might be even better in the end for you. Let me know what you think. Is there anything in your life that you thought you hated and now you love and are obsessed with, or that you thought you could never do and now you're doing daily? Let me know. Let me know what happened with you. I've got lots. I mean, I went over the ones about kind of food and exercise in this, but there's so many in my life. I hated team sports and now I'm playing hockey. I hated gym and now a dream would be to be a phys ed teacher. And I look at gym classes and think, why would I ever hate that? The heck? What was I thinking when I was in grade 6? Anyways, let me know changes in your life. They're so inspiring to hear about and so fun to think about. I mean, and I know some people are just unwilling to change and don't want the change, but let's embrace change. Change is amazing. Encourage change in others. Encourage change in you. Embrace it. Just change for the better all the time. If you're not changing, then you're not growing and you're not becoming a better person and a better version of yourself. All right. Good talking to you guys. Stay tuned for more workouts, more motivation, more healthy eating. Make sure you subscribe to my channel and turn those notifications on to find out when I have a new video. And we'll talk soon, guys. Bye.